Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We do continue here on a Friday night, taking these for about another hour and a half or so until 8 o'clock this evening. We're about 25, 30 minutes away from tonight's Major League Baseball playoff game. It is a game number 5 between the Padres and the Dodgers. The winner goes on to match up against the Mets in the NLCS. We're very happy to welcome on to the program right now. He is Danny Vietti, part of the team at CBS Sports, also co-host of the Wake and Rake podcast. You follow him on Twitter at Danny Vietti. Danny, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
It's a good time to be live. Baseball playoffs are going on. We got football, basketball season starting up. It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a fantastic time in the sports calendar. How much have you enjoyed just, not just these baseball playoffs, but some of these amazing moments? Like, that you just, in a very short amount of time, there's so many moments in these playoff games that you can just recall immediately. Been so cool.
It's to the point where I'm almost forgetting a lot of them because there's just been so many that it's hard to keep track of. I mean, it really started with Braves Mets with that doubleheader that they had that was going to decide the three-way tie between those two teams and the Diamondbacks. And that first game where it was pretty much Braves for the first 7 innings, and they went back and forth for the last couple innings, and then finally it was Lindor who hit the game-winning home run in the top of the ninth inning. Now, the Braves went on to win game 2 and knocked the Diamondbacks out, but that's really what started it all. And then since then, we've had the Alonso home run. We've had the Padres and Dodgers beef every single game. We've had more Mets magic, more Lindor magic with his game-winning grand slam in the last series against the Phillies. And I haven't even mentioned the fact that the Royals took down the Baltimore Orioles. Mm-hmm. The fact that the Detroit Tigers, with a $33.2 million active payroll, they're still fighting on, and they're going to be playing a game 5 against the Guardians. So, yeah. I mean, the storylines have been incredible. If anybody out there isn't watching the playoffs this season, they're missing out on some incredible, incredible entertainment.
Your top tweet right now is a quote tweet of something from August of last year where Max Scherzer said that Billy Epler said that the Mets were planning for 2025 at the earliest for the next competitive window. The Tigers were selling off at the deadline. So here you have two of the hottest teams going into the postseason and two teams that have made a nice little run here in the playoffs. And for the Mets, it was last year. For the Tigers, it was this year. Teams that had no expectations of anything like this even happening.
Yeah, and this is not anything new. You know, this has been going on for years in postseason baseball. In my opinion, it's the single closest event to the NCAA March Madness tournaments every single year, to the point where it's just completely unpredictable. Seeds are simply numbers, and when the games are played, the seeds go out the window. Last season, it was Rangers, Diamondbacks. Both were wild card teams. Certain teams that come to mind, like the 2019 Washington Nationals, they were far from the best regular season team. The San Francisco Giants, 10-12-14, they were not the best team in the regular season any of those 3 years. All of those teams wound up hoisting a trophy. The Tigers, game 3 was a perfect microcosm of their success story. So game 3, when they took a 2-1 series lead, this was, of course, before game 4, now it's tied. But game 3, the Tigers used 6 different pitchers. It was a Johnny Holstaff game, is like they like to call it. They used Montero, Herder, Breeske, Gunther, Vest, and Holton. Montero, Herder, Breeske, and Gunther, that's 4 of the 6 pitchers they used. They all started the season in the minor leagues. The only 2 pitchers that they used that didn't start the season in the minor leagues that game was Vest and Holton. Those 2 players were each claimed off of waivers in years prior. So they won a playoff game using 6 pitchers. 4 of them started the season in the minors, and the other 2 were claimed off of waivers and released by other Major League Baseball teams. It's unpredictable. It's so funny because we constantly get asked these questions in July and August and even in spring training. Who's going to win the World Series? And I kind of say the same answer is, I have no idea. I could tell you who the best team is on paper in my mind, But it just goes to show that this beautiful sport of baseball is just completely unpredictable.
It is, and you know, you're on in St. Louis right now. I hope Cardinals fans hear what you're saying, because especially when it comes to pitching, if you can be smart about the way you do things and you kind of get lucky and you identify how to make players the best version of themselves, you don't have to spend tons and tons and tons of money. You can just go be smart and make players really good.
You're exactly right, and this is the hard part about it all. Is I was just talking about this with some friends and coworkers here. Is if hypothetically, if the Tigers go on and have more success, and they take down the Guardians and maybe even make it to a World Series, the hard pill to swallow for baseball fans is the fact that you can win, or at least get to a World Series, or at least have postseason success while having a low payroll. And fans don't want to hear that. Like, it's hard enough convincing these owners, yes, I'm looking at Oakland, yes, I'm looking at Cleveland, yes, I'm looking at Tampa. It's hard enough convincing these owners to invest in a roster and invest into a ball club. It is possible to win games with a low payroll. We've seen Tampa Bay make it to World Series. We've seen Tampa Bay make it to postseason year in and year out, similarly in Cleveland and Oakland. But from a fan perspective, we want to see superstars on the field. We want to see free agency actually be a factor in what the team roster is going to look like. So as much as I'm rooting for the Tigers just because of the storyline and that the players are making miraculous things happen right now, there is a part of me that's rooting against the fact that a low payroll team could wind up having this much success in a postseason, because it could decentivize front offices from spending money.
No, it's a great point, and I know I sit here and accentuate the idea of teams being able to not spend a lot of money and be successful. I appreciate the intelligence that goes along with that, but I also at the same time agree with you that you want to see teams spend money, and that's a hard place to be. If we could sit here and have the confidence that owners across Major League Baseball were always going to go all in and always spend as much money as they possibly could, I think at that point it's easier to look at the situations where a team might be in a rebuild and they're able to get the most out of a low payroll and appreciate. So I think that's a really good point by you.
I think there's a balance just like anything, right? I mean, last season we saw the Mets with the highest payroll in Major League Baseball. They didn't make the postseason. We saw the Dodgers get ousted early on in the postseason. They had the second highest payroll. The San Diego Padres, I think they were fourth last season in payroll. They did not make the postseason. And I think, you know, despite not having the World Series, albeit the 2020 60-game season, the Dodgers not having the World Series success, I think the Dodgers are the perfect example of a team that does it in all different fashions, from the farm system and developing players while also spending money in free agency. I think there's got to be a balance. If you go all in on payroll and you're not developing players, you're going to look a lot like the 2023 Mets or the 2023 Padres. But if you can combine both sides of the coin there, develop players, spend money in free agency, and then you add some culture in between there, that's the recipe for success, at least in my mind.
How much of a failure is it? And we've been sitting here talking so much about the randomness of the playoffs, but at the same time, it's a Dodgers team that won the COVID year World Series, has not won beyond that, and it feels like if they were to lose tonight and get knocked out in the divisional round, as crazy as this might be, considering how many games they win, that they may have to look internally and see what kind of changes they would have to make.
We could do the hypotheticals. We could. I don't want to go there. Can we recircle this till after tonight's game?
Because
we could do the whole sound the alarm. It's been a failure. What are the Dodgers to do with Dave Roberts? What is this front office going to do? We can absolutely play those cards at the end of tonight if the Dodgers end up losing. But I don't want to start those conversations because the Dodgers are at home. The Padres have all the momentum in the world. Yes, they do. And a lot of people are actually riding that wave right now. But the Dodgers lineup is still really, really good. Mookie Betts is getting fiery right now. Freeman is back in the lineup tonight, albeit not quite healthy. I just don't want to sound the alarm yet on the Dodgers and call them a failure until I see tonight's game and I see how it plays out.
I think the Dodgers win tonight, so it becomes somewhat of a moot point if that happens. But
there you go.
Yeah. Last thing for you before we get you out of here, you've been pretty vocal about the Oakland situation, and they're done there. I know you're really locked in and connected to what's going on. The challenges that are going to happen in Sacramento and Vegas, like, is anything really, other than the fact that they're going to play in Sacramento last year. Do you really feel like anything is settled with Oakland moving forward?
Nothing at all. The shovels haven't hit the ground, at least in Vegas. The only thing that's settled is the guarantee that they're going to be playing in Sacramento this next season, the season after that. And it's likely looking for a third season as well, although it's still kind of tentative. But there's a guarantee of at least two seasons that's going to be played in Sacramento. Other than that, Vegas, the shovels have yet to hit the ground. There's still a lot of political stuff that's going on in Vegas that, you know, includes taxpaying money. How much will John Fisher pay for the stadium? Because he doesn't want to pay a dime. He, of course, wants Las Vegas taxpayers to pay for the stadium. The stadium's location has changed plans multiple times. I've been fooled by this ownership before, and I'm not going to allow myself to be fooled again. Don't believe what John Fisher and this ownership group says on camera, because we've seen time and time again it not exactly work out the way they say. So the reason I say that is if the Sacramento A's were still playing in Sacramento, California in 2030, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not a great situation for Major League Baseball. Danny Vietti, you listen to him on the Wake and Rake podcast along with Will Middlebrooks, part of the team at CBS Sports as well. Danny, thanks for the time. Enjoy the game this evening. It's going to get started here in just a few minutes, and hopefully we can catch up again down the line.
Fired up. Let's do it. Have a good one.
Very good. You too. That's Danny Vietti joining us, one of our favorite folks to be able to talk baseball with. Yeah, this game tonight, I think the Dodgers are going to win. They are favored in this game. They're minus 145 favorites compared to the Padres, who pay at plus 120. I think the Dodgers win tonight, and then I really don't know what that I don't know anything about anything. Like I have no leaning whatsoever on tomorrow's Detroit-Cleveland game. I feel like the Yankees are the likely team to come out of the American League to go to the World Series. But whether it's the Dodgers or the Padres matched up against the Mets, I don't have much of a leaning on that either. And I could be wrong on all of it, because this postseason has just continued to show that it's very, very random. All right, one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.